Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story in yesterday's Millerton News by Whitney Joseph, members of the Millerton American Legion Post 178 went before the Northeast Town Board at its meeting on Thursday to get the board's approval for the LED sign outside the post home on Route 44. The sign, for which no permit was sought, is in violation of town zoning codes. Post Adjutant Sean Clay addressed the board last week, as he did at its October meeting. The first thing Clay did was present a petition signed between 120 and 125 residents in the tri-state region, stretching state borders. Clay reminded the board the post has members from Connecticut as well as New York. The introduction to the petition states the Legion hereby requests the town board of the town of Northeast make appropriate changes to the town law in order for that sign to stay. Connecticut State Colleges and Universities President Mark Ojan said getting the message out is important, that first-time full-time students can attend a community college at no cost next fall as long as they graduate from an in-state Connecticut high school. At its meeting on Thursday, the Board of Regents for Higher Education approved a set of guidelines for the so-called Last Dollar Scholarship Program, which will make community college free to eligible students regardless of income and regardless of when they graduated from high school. The program was approved by the legislature last spring and has been named the Pledge to Advance Connecticut, or PACT, PACT. Canaan Child Care Center has received a $5,800 grant to fund their security camera system, awarded by the Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation, made possible by the Khurshid Bugarma Fund, a fund of the foundation. Canaan Child Care Center is a nonprofit organization serving Region 1 at its new location at the North Canaan Elementary School. It's an accredited school readiness site that provides quality care at discounted prices. The center receives state funding to help families pay for child care and accept care for kids. If you want more information about the program, contact Fran at 860-824-0597. Kent Memorial Library's Teen Advisory Board hosting a blacklight party tonight from 6:30 till 8:30 at 32 North Main Street. Dress up in glow-in-the-dark attire and play with black lights in the library. The party is for grades 5 and up. Pizza, music, and games are part of the fund. Admission is free. Register for more information at kentmemoriallibrary.org. The Farmers Market in Millerton has moved indoors. Winter market hours are 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. inside the Millerton Methodist Church at the corner of Main Street and Duchess Avenue. A blood drive will be held at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village, 7:30 till 12:30. To make an appointment, you are encouraged to call 1-800-RED-CROSS, redcrossblood.org, on the web. Enter Housatonic to schedule an appointment. In Millerton, everybody's invited to share a free community dinner at the Millerton Presbyterian Church from 6 till 7 p.m. In addition to the meal, there'll be an opportunity to shop for free household items and clothing for the family. The church is located at 58 Main Street. Tom Hooker Hanford will conduct a hobby horse workshop on Saturday at 1 to 2:30 at the Northeast Millerton Library. It's for children ages 5 and up as well as adults. Registration is required at 518-789-3340. Noble Horizons invites the public to a concert with Wanda Houston and her trio December 21st at 2 p.m. Known for dazzling renditions of musical theater, jazz, gospel, R&B, will also be performing holiday favorites. Following that concert, guests can enjoy a reception with her band. Registration for the free program is requested, 860-435-9851. The annual menorah lighting in Sharon will take place at 4:45 on Sunday, the first night of Hanukkah, in front of the War Memorial across the street from the clock tower. Sharon resident Carl Shiat will be leading the ceremony. Resident Betsy Hall will speak. The community is invited to join in for a brief history of Hanukkah and the singing of traditional songs. All are welcome to attend. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 137.68 to 28,376.96. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 8887.22, and the S&P 500 at 3205.37. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.